Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour four of the Nation, and we got G-Bag of the Day coming up here in 28 minutes. LA Live coming up at 5:40. Here's the Chief with some finest.
Yes, we got plenty of football action to discuss right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Mm-hmm.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
It's true.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
We start with the very, very small amount of good news.
Okay.
With the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
Everything else is a disaster. Looks like Joe Burrow with the toe injury, full participant in practice today.
He's trying to get back for Thanksgiving.
Trying to get back. And that would be certainly a welcome sight. I think Flacco limited with a right shoulder injury. So I guess we will be seeing Joe Burrow sooner rather than later. Now, that's the good news. Bad news is, one, we congratulate the Cincinnati Bengals for having the single worst defensive DVOA ever through
ever?
A team's first 10 games.
Oh,
it's the worst defense in terms of DVOA that that a team has ever had.
That's crazy because, like, I guess week 7 through 11 before the Steelers game, Joe Flacco had led them to the top EPA offensively over that 3 or 4 week period. I mean, they were lighting it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's very similar to last year. They can put up big, gaudy numbers offensively, but their defense remains a total disaster unit.
Oh, that's just defensive DVOA?
Yeah, just the defense, just the defense. Now, you also have the spitting situation, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And he is appealing this, of course.
I didn't do this, okay?
Like I told you after the game, I didn't do it.
There's no video evidence that shows me spitting.
Did you see his argument?
No, what did he say?
His argument's incredible. This is his quote defending himself. I would have spit on his face, not his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So I clearly didn't do this.
Like, if I was going to do it, I would have gone.
He'd have done it right.
I would have
my money's worth.
Yeah. All the way with it.
And he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for, like, somebody filming from the sideline.
Yeah, I don't know exactly which camera. I don't know if it was a TV camera or if it was a different one. But, yeah, there's clearly video evidence of it. And I'm sure there was loogie evidence on the jersey of Jalen Ramsey. But, yeah, his defense for himself is that, no, of course I didn't spit on him, because if I would have, I would have just done it in his face and not on his jersey.
I like Coach Tomlin's response to it. He said, I had no message for Jalen Ramsey. If somebody spits on you, do what comes naturally.
It's a brilliant response.
It is.
It is so good.
Do what comes natural.
You have the Steelers taking on the Bears this week, and Ben Johnson was asked about it, and he was like, yeah, I co-sign everything that that Coach Tomlin said. So, yeah, I mean, that is just that. I think that is a hilarious response from Jamar Chase there.
I think Jamar Chase is like an underrated crash out contestant. He might be on the Antonio Brown trajectory.
We're all a little different from LSU. Come on, man.
Yeah. Might be a little closer to Tyreek Hill than Larry Fitzgerald.
A little different.
Yeah, and it just keeps getting cranked up a little bit more and a little bit more each week when you score like 30 points and your defense gives up inevitably at least 31.
Well, I have to check concussion history on this guy.
At some point. And Jalen Ramsey will certainly get feisty with you. So, I mean, that's a guy that can definitely draw you off sides a little bit.
Is he good? Is he going to get fined, Jalen Ramsey I'm talking about? Is everything all right with him? Because if I got spit on.
Yeah.
You need to wipe my slate clean, bro. Apologize, in fact.
No question. Yeah.
And I think the fine money from Jamar Chase, which is over $500,000, should go to Ramsey.
Damn.
You spit on somebody, that fine money is going directly to them. How about that to clean this
up? He's getting fined and missing a game?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's going to hurt, bro.
Oh, yeah. Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
He's losing big money.
Yeah.
It's like $500,000 or something for him.
Yeah, 5-10, I think.
His contract is so fat. So, yeah, but that's a good question. When it comes to Jalen Ramsey, I don't believe he will get any further punishment than just being ejected from the game when he probably shouldn't have been in the first place.
Should get an apology. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even really a real punch. It was just kind of grabbing more than hit.
A little grab.
Yeah.
Plus a little mush.
I mean, is that really – I guess it looks bad, but getting hit with a hand with the helmet?
I've never understood that.
Yeah. Like
the people who punch with the helmet on, you're going to do more damage to your hand. You're that person.
Yeah, it's more of a wrestling situation than a punching situation until you get that helmet off. Then you start piecing
push that face mask up a little bit. Of course, Myles Garrett would be Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC, right, for having 5 sacks. That's an easy. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Jordan Brooks, the linebacker for the Dolphins.
What do you have, 20 tackles?
I don't even know what his numbers were. I'm sure he had a fantastic game. This is not an indictment on Jordan Brooks.
I just got tired of giving it to the guy.
But this is the second time that Brooks has won, despite Myles Garrett having unbelievable games that same week, because Garrett had a 4-sack game a few weeks ago, and Jordan Brooks won AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And then now you have Myles Garrett with 5 sacks, and Jordan Brooks of the Dolphins still ends up winning AFC Defensive Player of the Week. So I don't know what it is that they have against Myles Garrett here, but that seems like a no-brainer if you get 4 or 5 sacks in a game. But I think a lot of it comes into play with they want to award a player who was on a winning team.
Oh,
and
okay,
so it's are we really going to do
tackles?
That? It was 20 tackles?
Yeah.
Okay. Versus the Commandos, which is just disgusting on both sides of the ball. And that's another guy that, again, I do wish the...
It would have been nice.
The Cowboys would have gotten the mix on from a trade deadline standpoint, trading for that Dolphins linebacker. Okay, speaking of Cleveland, I thought this was just a hilarious but very mean headline about Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, come on.
It reads, Shedeur Sanders' house got robbed while he completed 25% of his passes in his NFL debut.
God. That's unnecessary.
It is.
It's definitely unnecessary.
It was a double lose situation for Shedeur.
All right, let's go ahead and take a little look-see at these Eagles. I found interesting from Ben Solak a couple of numbers here. 42% is the opposing quarterback's completion percentage when targeting Quinyon Mitchell of the Eagles this season. So you throw his way, and you have a 42% chance of completing that pass. That's the lowest mark since 2018 among defenders, according to Next Gen Stats. So he is playing as dominant a football as you could really imagine at the cornerback position right now.
I mean, he had St. Brown in the clamps on Sunday night.
Yeah, and they do interesting stuff with St. Brown, moving him around. And I'm loving the stuff that these teams are doing now. I don't know if the Cowboys have done it yet, where they're like motioning a guy, and then at the snap of the ball, he runs back towards the line of scrimmage and actually runs through like the C gap. He's running like on the inside of the tackle to go into his route. Like he literally runs in it through the lineman to get into his route.
Wow.
And
picking guys off that way.
Yeah, a handful of teams have started to do this. I don't know who exactly was the first one to implement it.
Yeah, maybe somebody making a mistake.
Yeah. Maybe
you know, that's actually a good idea.
A mistake that actually turned good. But so Quinyon Mitchell's playing out of his mind right now. But on the flip side of it, it's super interesting to see not only with the Eagles, but also with the Broncos, two teams that are, I mean, they only have 2 losses, each of them. But 31% is the rate at which the Eagles offense goes 3 and out.
Yeah.
That's the highest rate in football. They go 3-and-out at the highest rate in football. It is crazy to think that you could be 8-2 and have that on your ledger. And then the second highest 3-and-out offense in the sport is Denver at 29%. That's crazy to me. Now, obviously, when you talk about both these teams, it's a little bit different for each of them. Like, the Eagles just take care of the ball so well. And when they get into the red zone, they are as efficient as any team you could imagine scoring touchdowns. So they don't get to the red zone all that often. They're going 3-and-out all the time. But my goodness, when they get to the red zone, they're punching it in for a touchdown. And then when it comes to – and they have a really good defense with the Eagles. Same with the Broncos. So that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting for both of these teams right now. But, man, that's a total surprise. If you told me that the two highest-rated teams at going 3-and-out would both be two-loss teams at this point in the season – I don't think that is inspiring confidence in terms of trying to win a Super Bowl. You can't be going 3-and-out at those kind of rates and win a Super Bowl.
No, I mean, I guess you need the outlier of, to your point, the red zone percentage for the Eagles, and then the Broncos have scored the most points in the fourth quarter. They're the best fourth quarter offense, and so maybe that bails them out.
For sure.
For three quarters, and then all of a sudden here goes the offense erupting in the fourth.
Yeah, it's the defense wins championships thing. And the NFL has been working to make it easier and easier for offenses, but it still rings true. Like, that's the biggest difference in the Chiefs right now. They can't get a stop in the fourth quarter when they need it.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you think about the Chiefs right now, they allow over 70% completions on third down this year, which is dead balls last.
Holy crap.
Like, Steve Spagnuolo's defenses in Kansas City have never given up more than 60% completion percentage on third downs. They just they can't get off the field in a lot of these situations, and that's totally killing them right now. And they certainly need to get more explosive offensively, and they just don't have an explosive rushing attack to save their lives. A lot of the numbers indicate that the Chiefs should be going under center a heck of a lot more, but that's a different story for a different day. I'm looking forward to breaking down the Chiefs once we get into Chiefs week for Thanksgiving. But, continuing with the Eagles here for a second, the other one, too, that we were kind of mentioning a little bit earlier brought us in your Eagles offensive breakdown, but with Lane Johnson out at right tackle, the numbers are pretty damning here. The Eagles have run 153 plays without Lane Johnson on the field this season. Mm. They're averaging 4.2 yards per play on those snaps. That would rank ahead of only the Browns on the season. So with Lane Johnson off the field, their yards per play would be only better than the Cleveland Browns, which is not an offense you want to be in the same sentence with. With Lane Johnson on the field, they average 5.5 yards per play, which would be 14th in the league. So it's still not like out of this world amazing, but it totally bottoms out on him when he's off the field. Jalen Hurts has completed 58% of his passes with Johnson off the field for under 7 yards per pass attempt. Those rates would rank 33rd and 22nd on the season if they were full season rates. So, I mean, having him out of this game is going to play a huge role.
I was wondering about that because it felt like, I think Wolchuk said it yesterday, there was a time where if Lane Johnson was out, the Eagles would stop even being a playoff team, and it doesn't sound like that's far off right now. Their defense is so good that I could see them still piling up wins with 17-13 results.
Which is, I guess, what's happened because, Fred Johnson, they're 8-2 with him starting. So the win-loss hasn't been impacted, but I guess that's just because they're finding ways to win games, and it's probably an outlier again because it's not like the offense is looking good with him on the field. Hopefully the Cowboys can kick their ass, man. They are due.
Chad Johnson, old Ocho Cinco, he's actually saying – he was on the Nightcap show with Shannon Sharp, and he's saying that just from his couch, he can tell exactly what route A.J. Brown is going to run based on his alignment before the play.
Ouch.
Dang.
So that'll be something, maybe Broadus would be able to see as well. But he's just sitting at home, and based on the alignment of A.J. Brown.
They run three routes.
Yeah, the route tree is pretty small anyways.
They go hitch and slant. Mm. Those are the three routes they run.
That is crazy.
I wonder if you see Nick Sirianni take back over the play calling before the end of the year.
Is that with the feet, like the inside foot is up or the inside foot is back, depending on what kind of release? Like, what's he looking for?
Depth from the tackle. Or where, if you're a little bit wider, you're probably going to run the slant. If you go a little bit more, like split that, go halfway inside, say, like you go to the hash or go between the hash and the numbers, you're probably going to run the hitch. If you go all the way to the numbers outside, you're probably going to go vertical.
Well, that'll be nice, especially for the young corners. Get a little beat on what's going on Sunday there at AT&T Stadium. All right, let's close things down here in the finest with a Week 11 John Gruden nicey, and he's got one defense that he really wants to show some love to.
You know, I grew up an offensive coach, and I love offensive production, rushing yardage, passing yardage, receiving yardage. But what I really love is a defense that gives you absolutely nothing. Defenses like the LA Rams, led by Chris Shula, their defensive coordinator. You know they're the lowest paid defense in the NFL?
Got me feeling nice.
But they can run like hell, and they will ring your bell. They have an excellent defensive line, no matter where they align. And if you run inside, they got Ford and Turner and Fisk. Enter at your own risk. And the men on the edge, Byron Young and Jared Verse.
Got me feeling nice.
If you're a quarterback, it just can't get worse. And their linebacking core, Troy Reader, Omar Spates, and the man, Nate Landman.
Got me feeling nice.
You better have a plan, because he hits like a moving van. And they have talented DBs that are having some fun. Looked that way after their fourth interception. They got Durant and Williams and Ford. Cam Kitchens and Cam Curl.
Got me feeling
and
nice.
Don't make a mistake, because they still got Quentin Lake.
Gosh, the cocaine is so apparent there in that particular video.
Turned him into Dr. Seuss.
He's getting more and more cocaine-y each and every week. Thank you, John Gruden.
And thank you, Chief, for your football's finest. 806 says Gavin has the worst takes. The longer he does this, Jamar Chase crash out trajectory compared to AB is wild. I don't know, dude. I think you were the guy that earlier said Joey McGuire going from Tech to UT would be a downgrade at this point. So I'll go toe-to-toe for you in the bad take department. But I would like to point out that he has had no concussion so far. So we'll see on the other side of a concussion. And Antonio Brown was a model citizen for about the first 5-6 years of his career. But what you're looking at is impulse control and then just lying. Alternate facts, a detached view or perspective on what is objective reality. That's the way I'm seeing it, 806. And I guess we'll see who's right here over the next couple of years. But I think that man is in desperate need of a therapist, if you ask me, Jamar Chase. Okay, coming back here with more sports, G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. We'll get you caught up on everything that's been breaking, including the latest out of Austin with Coach Sarkisian here in the nation.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, it's time to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial-free all the way to the top of the hour. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 6 minutes. And LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40 here on The Fan. Dak, one of seven Cowboys to be limited today. Coach Schottenheimer saying he'll go through all of his normal stuff because it's a mock tempo. It's just slow. He's a little sore. I'm a little sore, too, but for different reasons, just sleeping shorter, he says. But, yeah, it's because it's just slow mock walkthrough, and he is going to be fine, so nothing to be concerned with. But on a short week, maybe a good idea to get some of your more veteran players some added rest. A Romo Wednesday, essentially, Brian.
Do we have a Philadelphia report? Because I'm interested to see if, in fact, the center – Cam Jurgens practice. There's some thought that he might not play this weekend. So I was kind of. So you're looking that up, or
yeah, he was a DNP.
There's some thought that maybe that we were talking about that tooth.
Yeah,
that could be if he plays. Boy, that's big.
I was reading about that
that's
earlier.
That's big, especially with the defensive tackles that you're having to deal with in this game.
Yeah.
Because you watch him in the running game. You know, I was watching this 175 snaps of Barkley running the ball. When he was in there, he's the one guy that consistently gets, like, he can't get his head across. He doesn't play with any power. He came into the game in week one at guard for when.
Oh, that's right.
When
and they really did not do anything on offense.
Yeah, and he was a problem with him. That's what I'm saying about the rookie there from Boston College that they're
Drew Kendall.
They're not using him at all, but here we go. That could be that two spots, center, right tackle.
Right guard Steen has been okay.
He's been better. He has. And it kind of felt like early in the year when they played him the first time that he was going to be a liability. But I feel like though that now that like the two guys, like I say, the center, the right tackle. Dallas has got a shot of getting some pressure here and maybe even affecting the run game, with those two additions.
I love it. I think there's a good chance you beat Philadelphia, and then we'll see about Kansas City.
Yeah, we'll
Tom Pelissero saying, speaking of the Eagles, Kevin Petullo's a top candidate to be hired as a head coach next season. Am I getting ball sacked here? Yeah. I mean, is it an admirable offensive strategy to say, hey, we're just not going to turn it over because our defense is amazing? Like, I don't know how that adds up.
He's doing the guy a favor. He's probably got some he's got some info from him, and he's like, listen, I'll throw you a bone and thanks for all your help this year, kind of a thing.
So is that Sirianni sort of affecting our offensive philosophy, you think, and how it's been neutered? Just like, hey, guys, we don't need to overcomplicate this. We don't have to take risks to win.
Zach asked the question, when's he going to start calling plays?
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be. I mean, he initially started – I mean, that's how he got the job. He was an offensive coordinator with the Colts. I mean, he's a good offensive mind. So I would lean no. I would say this is probably more so the OC currently, and Nick Sirianni standing back and letting him do his thing like he did with Kellen. But I do wonder, when's he step in there and say, you know what, I'm going to fix this problem if it continues. But when you're winning games, I guess you don't want to. Maybe these coaches are like, look, we're 8-2. We're finding ways to win, and that's really all that matters. Until it becomes a problem, and now we're losing, and maybe that'll happen this week against the Cowboys. Then they'll look to fix something.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. They're just going to not tweak it until it proves to be broken. And if the defense is going to be as good as it appeared to be Sunday night and against their Week 10 opponent, then maybe they don't have to overcomplicate it. Coach Sarkisian with the quote today, I've had no discussions, not with my agent, not with the university, not with any other school, not with any NFL team about ever going anywhere else. I came here to win championships. His agent could be talking, couldn't he? I mean, that could
absolutely
be
absolutely. Probably, yeah.
And I mean, that's an easy way to get around it, just with the semantics.
He's got Jimmy Sexton, who's big-time agent for all these college coaches.
He's always working something, and I think as a college coach, you're smart, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you only get one trip through. If you feel like we've peaked at UT and maybe they're starting to circle around me and doubt me, maybe I want to get out. Maybe the NFL is viewed as the more stable position and, you know, the ultimate challenge for a guy of his coaching ilk. But he says he has had no discussions, and it's going back now. I guess Desmond Howard earlier this week, Monday, posted a video on social saying he wouldn't be surprised if the Texas job opens at the end of the season, suggesting a mutual parting of ways, which is what Pat Forty floated. This was like 6 weeks ago. I just saw it in one of his points that he does in his weekly column, that he feels like it's going to be Lane Kiffin going to UT and Sarkisian going somewhere else. Two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Did you see this story? They got another injury as Eetu Luostarinen, I should know his name. He'll be listed as week to week after what the coach described as a barbecuing mishap.
Oh, my gosh. He had a barbecue mishap.
He doesn't have any eyebrows right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he do?
I don't know.
This is crazy.
I would imagine a burnt hand.
Burnt hand, probably.
Maybe you're hammered and you reach in there and you think you can just move the grill. I know. I know
he had some
that
queso going in that skillet, you know, and he just went in there and grabbed it with the hand, and then it was kind of like Indiana Jones when the guy grabbed the
heart out of his chest.
Yeah.
Ushiba, Ushiba, Ushiba.
No, remember the Indiana Jones? He reaches in to grab and his hand. Yeah.
The stone.
Yeah. Well, the medallion. Yeah. The medallion that. Remember they were fighting in the...
Man. That's the best one.
Every
Temple
time I do like a movie thing, you guys all look at me like I'm a damn idiot.
No, I'm with you on
this. I try and throw some movie stuff. You're not wrong, Lucius. But the thing about, you know, like, remember she, like, the medallion got thrown into the fire?
Yeah.
And the guy, the KGB, not the KGB,
the Nazis.
The Nazi guy grabbed it with his hand and, you know, that thing. But you guys all look at me like, I don't know what the
you
hell
were
I'm
nailing
talking.
It. You didn't need support.
Yeah, whatever.
That
Indiana. I am not doing any more movie talk with you, idiot.
No, explain some more movie scenes to us, please.
Yeah.
Do you have anything after 1985, Brian?
Yeah.
I just want more movie scenes.
There's a scene in Saturday Night Live that I want to describe.
Number one reenacted movie scene from the 80s in my household growing up was the crane kick from Karate Kid, Danielson with Miyagi. Number two was You Ain't So Bad, Balboa to Clubber Lang. Okay. But number three was
Real Man. You Ain't So Bad.
Number three was Indiana Jones, that the scene where the dude reaches in and pulls his heart out. That was the most terrifying thing for me,
bro. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, Ouishiba, bro.
All right.
You guys thought that's what I was talking about.
Ouishiba. I'm like, no, leave me alone. Ouishiba, Ouishiba.
Dude, when they cut that snake open, and they all crawl out and they're eating them. I mean, that was wild. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag today.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, when they were eating at that table, that was crazy. Monkey brains and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh, what a great movie. They used to put that on just to babysit us.
That was the Temple of Doom, wasn't it? That was the second one?
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. This is G-bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. I'm not from L.A. That's just my initials, Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media if there's anything you think I should be playing. There's a backlog, so please be patient with your boy. Got a lot going on. All right, so all of these little contenders that are going against Eric. By the way, Eric is going for five-time. Eric Schiaffalo.
Five-time
today. But these contenders, there's a lot of angst and anger in these. But we'll get to Mr. Eric Schiaffalo first, because he is the winner and champion of G-Bag of the Day so far. He said goodbye to Nico Harrison.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison, you didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then You urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home-baked, yeast-perfected, a once-in-a-millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, yes. And then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Mm-hmm. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Here we
but
go.
Nico Harrison, he's both. You showed your ass all while growing into a giant, power-hungry, dumpster juice-guzzling warlord.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll just dial 1-800-GENERATIONAL-TALENT and order another Luka, won't we? As if the gods run a bakery delivery service, you snatched forever from our hands. We'll be the ones sweeping up the crumbs while you disappear into uselessness, but at least we'll never have to see that poo-eating, know-it-all, stubborn grin again. And for that, one tiny mercy, we thank you, you unemployed dictator.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. He puts the D in dictator.
The D in dictator, for sure.
He sure does. Yeah. F that guy.
Were you worried about that final line?
Oh, yeah. But he wasn't done.
I absolutely was and am every time I hear it. Okay. About to be immortalized, I predict.
I predict that, too.
Hey. Ooh. Are you guys loading up the votes already?
I know.
I'm waiting.
I
don't want you. Campaigning.
Nah,
you guys campaigning.
I'm curious what's happening next.
Can't wear your hats and stuff and campaign by the thing. Got to be across the street or whatever in the parking lot.
Right. The great state of Louisiana
cast
its 10 electoral votes.
Yeah. Let's go to the WFAN in New York.
Oh.
Evan and Tiki Barber. Sneaky Tiki.
Sneaky Tiki.
We have a caller right here. John and Masbeth shares his thoughts on Trent Grisham getting picked up by the Yanks on a one-year contract.
Okay.
He's not a fan of this.
Let's go to John and Masbeth. Hey, John.
This moron, Brian Cashman, is an idiot. He bit off more than he could chew. He read the wrong cards. Now he's got to deal with this one-hit wonder. Overpaid bum now, Trent Grisham, $22 million, with a couple more million dollars, with a Captain Tony Bellinger, now you gotta hear how Steinbrenner, after the damn pennies, oh, payroll, what's the debt? We got Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole in their god prime, and we're wasting it with Trent Grisham! No! You moron, Brian Cashman! I don't know.
All right, thank you, John.
Wow.
Call of the year from John and Masbeth.
Poor John.
Really?
Man. Grisham's got an unbelievable mustache, though.
He does.
I mean, the mustache by itself is worth at least half of the contract he got.
It's Mattingly-esque.
Yeah, there's power in that stash.
Pretty good year, though. That guy sounded fat.
That guy just had an aneurysm.
That guy sounded fat?
He did. As a fat person, I can say that. He sounded like he lives in his mom's basement a little bit, eating Twinkies.
I mean, that's just passion. You know, that's New York and baseball.
I get it.
New York.
I think that's about par for the course.
It just means more.
Yeah. let's go to this guy right here. Awful coaching. I played him before at one point. He's on YouTube. He watches basketball games and breaks it down as a coach, you know, like film watching type of vibes.
I like it.
Yeah, he destroys Bronny. He says Bronny's a good player, just not in the game, in the head part. You know what I mean? Like Bronny would say, he's stupid.
It's just dumb, you know? I hate to see it that way.
It's just stupid. You're out there listening.
Yeah.
No offense.
Sorry, man. You're just not getting it. Yeah, awful coaching right here on YouTube, destroying Bronny.
Oh, when is this going to stop?
Oh, wow.
And when does J.J. Reddick's peanut-sized brain say something? Ball screen. Look at Naz Reid here. He is not even sort of... Bronny, you standing in the corner. You might as well become a cameraman. Nobody gives a shit. When you're in the corner, you can't shoot. So Nick Smith Jr., the Wolves are in their stupid-ass drop coverage. Cut. Naz Reid doesn't know what you're doing. So I also can give Nick Smith Jr. space to get downhill to attack. Like, I'm either cutting and wide open, or Naz Reid's going to somehow turn his back and see me, and now he's going to leave, and Nick Smith Jr. can attack to the rim. But you stand in the corner and clog all this up with your defender. It's so out of this...
that last part, bro, he gave up.
What do you think of these crash out social media guys? Is this genuine, you think? Or are they just like, man, that's going viral?
I'm gonna get so outraged. Wolchuk sitting over here with a blue cup. How could you have a blue cup?
It's like, blue. You know, I think it's scripted and it's performance art.
Do you think it's like the people that like get mad at the TV, like something happens and they throw
something
at the TV, or they knock it off? It's, you know, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good performance art. It's good spoken word.
I don't know, man. The guy seems like he kind of knows what he's talking about a little bit, though, doesn't he?
Huh?
No,
he doesn't. He has no clue.
No clue?
That might be Bronny's job to stand in the corner. Do not move.
I know, but he's trying to talk it like if he doesn't stand in the corner, maybe the offense would be a little different. I don't know. I kind of sound like he was breaking it down. Like,
I mean, he's breaking it down, but if I knew who he's talking about,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of different from a normal fan rant.
I think there's, yeah. Yeah, and I don't mind it.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes it's pretty entertaining. It's, you know, but I think it would be exhausting. I'm just trying to feed it through my filter.
I don't disagree with that.
Like, you got to wake up and do that every day to keep your channel going.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough. What makes the rants good is when it's genuine. It's like real off the cuff emotion.
Yeah. Let me hear him give up one more time.
But you stand in the corner and clog all this up with your defender. It's so out of this.
That was a great way to punch you out.
That is.
All right, last one. We're up against it. Last one right here. Some HBCU action. What is this school right here? Johnson C. Smith University versus Virginia Union. I believe we got some Gus Johnson clones out here.
Ooh.
Clones. You know you ain't doing something until you got a clone.
Team. On play action, Proctor is the intended target, and another snag as he's still running. Oh, DeAndre Proctor into the end zone. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your play hypnotizes the D.
That is good.
Hypnotizes the D.
That is good.
Not bad.
D hypnosis. I do like some rap lyrics in my sports content every now and then.
Creative.
Pretty good there. Gus Johnson clone. Getting it done. All right, is it our champ, Eric Chiafalo? Is it WFAN New York, Tiki Barber and Evan? Is it the awful coaching guy on YouTube there talking about Bronny? And he might be clueless.
I don't know, man. I mean, it sounded pretty
rude. Dad's a savant.
You should comment under it. Dude, you might be clueless, fam.
This is ridiculous. Or is it Gus Johnson? Gus Johnson's clone there with the college column voting for the Chief. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the New York caller.
Okay, we got Lucius, your vote.
I got you back. I'm going with the Chief.
All righty. Wolchuk?
Eric for 5-10.
Eric!
And Broadus?
Yeah, Eric by a long shot.
Hell of a job sending Nico off.
F you, Nico.
In the maybe the greatest rant in 105 through the fan history. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has Ellie live.
Sent them off to the bosom of Abraham.
Never to return.
Never to return again, son. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James. All right, you squares. Oh, I'm kind of scared to play this intro.
Fire up this
funk. Real talk. She had a preview first. Hope I get dumped.
Everybody get high.
Starts to come and then he pulls out.
There's a guy coming right in your face and he just sits in there and delivers it.
Guys coming down his face.
Whoa, no.
The Cowboys probably coming right down their throats. Tyrell Williams. He beats.
Needed two thrusts to get it in.
Bynes has been coming all night long, but then he pulls out and it's just hard. It's been a while since he's seen a hole that big. He almost didn't know what to do. Got 5 inches on him, but somebody's going to get that gobbler at the end of this game, too.
It's butt naked wins.
Shoot, man.
Unreal.
Shoot, man. Shoot, man.
That's football.
Man. Shoot, that's football.
That's football.
He is describing football.
That's football.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. Awesome. It is a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. Hey, Miss Badu. A Dallas legend.
Dallas legend.
Okay. A neo soul pioneer right here in your city.
You guys never answered the question. Never answered the question about her her guys. Which one would have the better kids?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
You guys never would go there.
I'm not gonna do that. DLC might not be able to talk very well, but he can hear. Okay. I don't want no smoke with the DOC, fam. Peace to the gods and earths out there. All 5% of y'all, study your lessons. Tricknology is up out here. It's up. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I got an update for you, Mr. Broadus.
Yes, sir.
The estate of O.J. Simpson.
Uh-oh. What have they done now?
Admits it cannot afford.
Of course they can't.
I was surprised they were going to be able to pay that out.
Of course they can't.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, where did all this money come from?
What are we doing?
Yeah, we'll pay you back, but you're not going to actually get any money.
Yeah. Where's O.J. getting all this money?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cannot afford to pay the $57 million to Fred Goldman, but they will give whatever they have left after legal fees.
Okay.
So whatever we got left, you can have it. But we're not going to be able to run that whole $57 million to you, my guy.
What an emotional roller coaster for the Goldman family right now.
Yeah, they thought they had it.
Yeah. 57, let's go.
Yeah. Finally paid off.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to end up with, Lucius? Maybe $1.5, maybe $2 million, maybe? It's all said and done? What do you think money-wise they're going to end up with?
Yeah, like $5 million.
My guess is somewhere between $2 and $4 million would
Damn,
be my guess.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah,
I guess after losing their son.
Yeah, I mean it's awful. Hey, if you were in charge of O.J. Simpson's estate, okay, you had to make it some money. What would you do? Like, how do you sell O.J.'s name? Some isotoner gloves or something? I don't know.
Well, is all his memorabilia gone? If we lost that.
Well, you know, he loves his memorabilia, too.
Yeah. Oh, steals it back.
Yeah, he went to jail for that.
Yeah, but is it all gone?
Get against the wall, suckers.
I think maybe I'd try to launch an AI OJ, you know, that could do analysis on football. Yeah. Just keep that bit going from his podcasting and little videos.
World.
Yeah.
Hello, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah.
Okay, I got OJ you. Here.
Huh. All right, yeah, well.
I was just thinking, like, you're saying how to keep his name around?
Make some money off of it. You're in charge of his estate now. Yeah. You got to figure out a way to make some money off this O.J. stuff. I don't know what you do.
It's not exactly like the Beatles or anything like that.
No. This man tarnished his legacy, so you got to be creative at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think people would buy, like, an O.J. knife set?
Oh, that'd be awful.
It would be awful. I can't believe I said that.
I mean, society the way it is nowadays. I can't believe I said that.
I think Lucius' idea about the gloves was good. That was a good idea.
Oh, yes.
Gloves.
You could have an AI OJ with the new isotoner bit replace Dan Marino.
Yeah.
I could see that running on game day. These do fit.
Yeah. These do. Don't you? All right, y'all. I got a question for the Tolos right after this.
If it was me, or if I had an opportunity to let these little young Sahabs know something, I say take care of y'all money, African, because don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good to take care of y'all bread, so when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chickens.
Yeah, and your chickens. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesdays. I got a question for the Tolos.
You never know when you might hear something on the radio that might change your life. How about this one?
That opening you played.
I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Threads and Facebook.
Oh.
Give me some advice everyone should hear. Give me some advice everyone should hear. Hold up.
Once I live a life of a millionaire.
Oh!
Spending my money.
Money. Oh, I didn't care. Mm.
Taking my friends out for a mighty good time.
I want to pull it down, but I hold up. Oh, all right. Give me some advice everyone should hear. Answers like, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Now, I thought I was going to get like some funny answers in here, but people took this kind of serious.
It's pretty serious.
Took it seriously.
Like, did people talk about saving money early in your life?
Yeah, okay. There was somebody that did say that. Yes.
I'm trying to get young Bennett Broaddus to do this. Like, by the time he's my age, that he can, you know, like, if you're young and just like out of college or in that, I'd give you anything for young people advice, start saving money now.
Yes.
Just start putting it away now. If you can afford to put a little bit away, it'll go a long way, but just do it now.
If you can afford to do
that.
Yeah,
don't wait till you're 55 to do it.
Tolo said, start dollar cost averaging into ETFs as young as possible.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. How about that?
There you go.
Shout out to those blue chip dividend stocks.
Yep, there you go.
They kept me alive for a while, fam. You have no idea.
That's the only way to beat inflation.
Yep.
And the inflation could get nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get a hyperinflation going on here.
Yeah.
Let's see. The 3F rule. You guys ever heard of the 3F rule?
No.
Find them.
Faith, family, football.
I like that. What was that? FCA?
Yeah, Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
It's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Yeah,
all about that, right? It's a banger.
Yeah, the 3F rule. If it flies, floats, or
farts,
it's better to lease it than buy.
Okay. So we're talking planes and boats for sure.
Yeah, that last one.
Why?
I don't know what the other one is.
It's something to do with women?
Women, yeah.
Women?
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah,
or the act of?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about rent that.
Okay.
That's this person saying that. I'm not, you know.
Unless it's a Toyota, you know. Toyota's then it'll probably hold its
amazing.
Value.
Yeah. They will hold their values. Hey,
shout out to the Hondas. Hondas too. Yep.
Yeah, it's the third F you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the one that gets you in trouble.
That one will.
You can't outwork a bad diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
It's true. Yeah.
This one right here is kind of...
I just like food.
Yeah, me too, fam. Yeah,
it's a problem.
I'm with it. I only eat like once a day, though, but I crash out on that meal.
Lunch?
Yeah. Yep. never make fun of someone's living situation, clothes, family, or job.
No, never do that, no.
Don't trust a fart after 40.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah. Just 40.
I love when I have a good fart, though. At least I know it's moving. Something's moving down there. Thank you, Jeez.
Oh, that was great.
Won't be long now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, this person says, relax isn't good advice. Push out hard to open it up. What are we talking about?
Push out hard.
Yeah. Relax isn't good advice.
We're talking about poopas?
That's what I was thinking. Are we talking about boo-boo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think so, too. Have some self-respect. People know how they are treating you. It's not a, I guess, it's not a illusion. It's not an illusion to you. What else we got right here?
Yeah, these are serious, Lucis.
They did that.
Yeah,
they did that. They did
serious,
that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Be childish, not childlike.
Hmm.
Is that good advice?
Be childlike, not childish. Excuse me, I said it backwards.
Okay.
Well, I would have sent my son off on the wrong path.
Be childish, kid.
Get him and try and be opposite of what you said. All right.
I would have sent him out, bro. Why'd you do that? You told me to, Dad.
Yeah.
Advice everyone should hear, never pick a fight with a boy named Boot.
Nah.
Or yeah. John Owning, Boot. Apparently.
John Owning. No, John, I would, don't fight with John Owning. Yeah.
It's okay to admit you're wrong.
all the time.
Don't call yourself stupid or anything, though. I do that a lot. You shouldn't
do
that.
Yeah.
Because I hear the body feels it, and your mind feels it. Yeah, without you.
Yeah, you got to speak positive things.
Tell yourself good things.
I got to catch myself. I'm like, come on, you stupid.
There's this great line in Freddy Got Fingered where he goes up to his girlfriend who's a rocket scientist, and he says, this is never going to work. Can't you just see we're a couple of stupid idiots?
Yeah.
So I've been saying that to Remy as a joke. She's like, Dad, you're not an idiot. Don't say that.
Oh, I love you, sweetheart.
It was a joke.
You got to record
Shouldn't
her.
Expect you to
you got to record
reference.
Her saying
yes.
that.
Yes.
About 16, 17.
Right. Yeah.
But everybody else in your family is like agreeing with you.
Yeah. Abby's like, that makes one of us. Dad.
Controlling lust and laziness will unlock everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of good for you.
Yes, that lust. Tell you what, boy.
Gets us all.
Yeah.
Got to be proactive about that one.
Somebody else said, don't do that every day. You know.
I heard it keeps that healthy. You know, it's one of the keys to not getting the prostate C.
I heard that before, too. I feel like that's propaganda from Big Porn.
Boy, yeah, 3 times a day, this will keep you right.
I'm not blind yet, right?
Watch it, please.
I can't see out of one eye, but I'm doing good with the other one.
This Tolo says a credit card is going to make your life worse.
Well, 100%, but you got to build credit somehow.
Yeah, you do. You know. I just like paying the things off at the end of the month. That is like the biggest accomplishment I feel like.
Good for you.
When they pay it, when it goes to zero balance,
I just kind of like
I won at the game. You know? I feel like I won.
Good for you.
But I had no credit cards, and then when I went to buy a house, they're like, you need to open 3 credit cards.
Yeah.
And put a little bit of money on them because that's how you build the credit. It's been all downhill from there.
Like I said, that whole thing, you just look at it like as an accomplishment when it's all like, you
100%,
know,
yeah.
And then you pay
a few times I've done it. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that felt great.
Oh, like I have that much amount of credit. Oh, okay. Thank you. You know,
vacation time.
Let's see here. You can make a right on red. This Tolo says,
unless it says no right on red, learn that one the hard way.
Yeah.
Look around for that. Look around for
Did
that.
Did you get T-boned on a deal like that? Did you get hit?
No, I have a problem. Over.
I got a place where I live. I'm always worried coming down Northwest Highway that people try and run the light.
Oh, yeah.
I got a light where I live where people, when it gets yellow, it's like they're trying to get back to the start-finish line.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to, like, give everybody that opportunity because they'll run these lights. You know,
when I was younger, I would just, it's green, I'm going. I'm not looking. Now I'm like.
See, I'm turning right.
Else, yeah.
I'm turning right, but I'm worried about people running the light. So I always just wait.
Yeah. I never the first one out the intersection.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, I'm slowing down here. Don't tell anybody until it's done. You never get what you want until you are grateful for what you have. Shout out to the Tolo right here that said, this segment is way too serious. I'm tapping out. Yeah, man. The Tolos, I thought they were going to play a game with this one. They got serious. People are serious right now for some reason. What about this? Kindness doesn't need applause. Integrity does not need recognition. Okay.
People are saying this, Lucius. Is this serious? Getting this out of a book?
No, I got it from these Tolos. I don't know where they're getting it from.
Jeez.
I don't know where they're getting it from. Lucius, that don't relax, but push out.
Yeah. That one's a proofreader.
Somebody be playing games on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody's giving me some crazy advice.
The beads. Don't forget the beads.
Yeah.
Oh.
Analytics.
Yeah.
Third eye action.
Yeah. I used to help host. Well, okay. This DJ, he had a booking, and it was like a gay night. And I would help host it. And he would pay me. Mm-hmm. And he would look at me and be like, make sure you take your plug with you.
Exit only tonight, gentlemen.
Bring your plug, dog. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all.
Well, thank you, Lucius. We got 4 down and 1 to go. What Quinnen Williams did compared to what's reasonable to expect for the rest of the season. We'll hit that with you coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.